For calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Hi, Tamika. I'm getting charges on my account in the amount of $56.92. I just want to know what those are. It's $56.95. I haven't purchased anything from you guys worth that much.
Okay, give me one second, okay?
Yeah.
Can I start out by getting your zip code?
84116.
You said 84?
Yes, ma'am. 84116.
And what is your first and last name?
Jason. Last name is Burlett.
Is that Jason?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you spell your last name for me?
B as in boy. Burlett.
You said Burlett?
Yes, ma'am.
And how much was the charge for?
$56.95.
Okay, so I'm not pulling the account up with the information you gave me. Do you have the last four of the card number that you stated we charged?
Yeah.
And so tell me that amount again. Did you say 56?
Yeah, 56.95.
Okay, well, I'm not pulling an account up with that information that you gave me. Is there anyone else in your household with a different name?
Sandra, my aunt, and my lady.
Do they have the same last name as you?
No.
Do you know anyone by Smith or Sharp or Parker, Harris?
Smith, yes.
And what is that first name?
Amanda.
Amanda Smith. Okay. One second. And do you guys share the same address?
Sometimes, but not all the time.
I pull up an account on Miss Amanda Smith. Is there any way you can verify the address for me?
So it's going to be 1600 West Spring Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84116.
Okay. And Mr. You say your name Jason, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Jason. I pull a account up on Miss Amanda Smith, and you say that she's your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. Back on, first of all, are you going to speak on her behalf?
Yeah.
Okay, back on February the 18th, she did something online where she received a tablet where she only paid for the shipment, which was $7.95.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't actually a tablet she was going to receive. It was only a ticket entry to go in a drawing to receive a tablet. And that automatically enrolled her into the membership, and it was billing you the $56.95. It's the terms and conditions that she accepted.
Mark, how's your lighter? Okay, could you... Can you take that off of there?
I mean, the only thing was charged was the $7.95, but the 56 was declined, so we didn't get that amount, so it's nothing to take off.
Yeah, but I don't want it to keep on trying to hit my account.
Yeah, I already canceled it for you when you first called.
Okay, cool. And then so I was just charged the initial $7.99.
Yes, that's the only thing that was approved. Everything else was declined. This account is now canceled.
Wasn't the shipping only supposed to be like a dollar?
No, it was $7.95. But that was only for ticket entry.
Okay, did that hit my account?
Yes, sir. Back on the 18th of this month.
Oh, $7.95. I'm logging into my account so I can look at it real quick. Okay, I'll find it. But so that was from her ordering her, trying to order a computer, but it was only a ticket entry.
Yes, that's correct.
And then what was the 56 charge for?
It was for a membership when she automatically enrolled herself in that for the tablet, automatically enrolled herself for the ticket. I'm sorry, for the membership of that tablet. It came with a membership.
Okay, is she still in signed up for the?
The tablet.
Ticket,
ticket entry to receive a tablet.
Yeah, so she's still in that?
No, I canceled it. Like, everything is canceled. You won't incur any charges. And the only thing was taken off your card was the $7.95. The $56.95 that we tried to take that on the 24th and the 25th is was declined.
Okay.
And you won't incur any more charges.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
YouTube, bye.
Mm-hmm.